You're on 981 2NM. 40 years ago, this song hit Australia's airwaves and it never really left. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, on. Goanna's iconic Solid Rock from the album Spirit of Place, celebrating 40 years, and Goanna are touring again and will be at Newcastle on the 17th of September. We're joined by Shane Howard to have a chat about it. Shane, how are you doing?
I'm good, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad.
I'm well.
That's the way. Mate, can you remember how your life changed when that song hit the airwaves 40 years ago?
Pretty dramatically. Careful what you wish for. it was... we dreamed of such a thing when we were a young, hopeful band, back in the late 70s. And we did a lot of... we did a lot of hard yards before we were an overnight...
Absolutely.
Sensation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, it was a big, hard grind, and it's hard work when you're trying to establish yourself as an artist or a band. And but we got to that point, released the record. I'll never forget hearing it for the first time on the radio, driving in the car. It was terrifying and exciting at the same time, really.
Could you contemplate the fact that 40 years later, we're still playing it regularly on commercial radio?
That's pretty extraordinary. No, I couldn't possibly have envisaged that. I thought it was an important song. I felt very strongly about it. I was deeply moved when I went to Uluru and had a very deep experience with Aboriginal people there. And once I realised and saw firsthand the beauty and the depth of that cultural reality and cultural history, it's once you can't unknow. We were still a fairly racist country back in those days in 82. We've come a long way. And I thought the song was important. It told the story of what really happened in this country with the colonial imposition. But I didn't think it would be commercially successful, and neither did the record company. But, we made it the best we could. We made it well. And, our generation loved the song, and it felt like we were ready for change. And then, of course, it was being so successful at the time. It was extraordinary that it reached out right across the country and that it continues to do so, like you said, Andrew. It's remarkable, really. It's humbling.
Shane, as much as that is a good track, I've got to say it's not actually my favourite off the album. My favourite is Razor's Edge. She's been living on the razor's edge, trying to touch the sun. That just has a beautiful story and a beautiful tone to it. I can listen to that song day in, day out. I absolutely adore that track.
Oh, thanks, Andrew. Well, I think the Goanna world is divided into those who love Razor's Edge and those who love Solid Rock.
well, you're keeping everybody happy then, yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, I love that song. It's about so much of that Spirit of Place album is really about people doing it tough, people doing it hard. They're people at the bottom of the ladder, really, and they're having a hard time generally. Factory man, borderline, trying to make something happen, trying to get somewhere with your life. And I listen back to it as an older man, and I hear its youthful optimism and its youthful energy. And I think I've fallen in love with that album, this far down the track again. As an older man looking back and hearing all those elements. And Razor's Edge is one of those songs. It's, it's a lot of people struggling to kind of get it together, keep it together. They're having a hard time. They're living on the razor's edge. They're doing it tough. And a lot of those people are real. I was a 19-year-old kid hitchhiking up the east coast of Australia when I wrote that song. I went from Melbourne to Cairns and back again. All those people are real people. Yeah, they're the heroes for me, really, of daily life.
The tour has been going since June. How's it coming along? Does it feel like old times again to you?
I feel like 27 when I'm on stage with the electric guitar strapped on, but I feel a lot older than that when I walk off. It's been great, travelling. There's a lot of love out there for the old Goanna and coming down from Cairns through Queensland, down and then across to Alice Springs up to Darwin. It's been great to reconnect with a lot of old faces, a lot of old places, catch up with a lot of old people who we knew back in those days, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, Australians everywhere, really. And to measure how far we've come, Andrew, as a nation, as a country, as a people, we're getting somewhere, I think. We've got a way to go, but we're really, it's heartening to see how much acknowledgement there is now of Aboriginal people, how much affirmative action there is to make sure that Aboriginal people and First Nations people are included in the story and in so many aspects of our daily life. It's heartening.
Yeah, Shane, I'm very sure you would agree that Australia is a work in progress and probably always will be, but we get to enjoy the soundtrack of Spirit of Place. It's been with us for 40 years and I'm sure will be with us for 40 more. Mate, thank you very much for doing it. Thanks for joining us and continue enjoying the tour, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Much appreciated. Thanks for taking the time. Really looking forward to making it to your neck of the woods up there.